Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna be pale if I can run away from you.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out
Janu.
New life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
Hail from the Netherlands, presenting Sayonite. Interface complete.
Always trips me out. What's up? Welcome to the show, people. What's happening? Up in the building today, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize. Home, right here on Blog Talk Temporary Radio. You know what I'm saying? Because we have officially moved over to www.trilateralradio.com. It's called now real big. I don't have access to a computer right in the moment because I'm out and about. Taking care of some family business. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Shouts out to Miss Heavenly Angel, who I'm sure is right there, ready to kick anybody in the side of the head. And if you do have computer access, please go ahead and log in and get the 3 tracks that we got. Got the 3 tracks available to use, you know what I'm saying? And crank that up if it could. Or if Mr. Goofy Bone is out there, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and utilize your access. And, yeah, it's going down real big. Straight out of Tampa Bay, Florida, y'all. You know what I'm saying? FLA bring a little, well, we'll be sunshine into y'all lives, but we got a little rain down here, you know what I'm saying? Rain and overcasting, and it's probably, 68 degrees. Yes, I know a lot of y'all up there sucking wind and y'all 20s and 30s and 40s and all the other kind of crazy shit, roofs falling in and all that. But, hey, I'm praying for you, you know what I'm saying? And that's you know, that's what happens, people, when you, you know, move to your demographics or choose to live in your demographics, you know? This is AfriCon Our Story Month, which is part of the, you know, part of the festivities for this month and educating the world, and I do mean the world, on some of the accomplishments, achievements, all that good stuff, you know what I'm saying? Distinguished folks of color, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about all of that. You know, earlier in the week, we covered a little bit of Marcus Garvey, covered a myth, I guess, about C.S. Roebuck, but we will still go into that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, because you can't judge a book by its cover. You know what I'm saying? That's what they always say. You can't judge a book by its cover. And just like people tried to say that Abraham Lincoln was white back in the days, you know what I'm saying? He's actually black. So, you know, once you start reading people and opening up that third eye, which is that learning line, that ability to learn, you know what I'm saying? That's your third eye, not between the two eyes, because those are limited. You know what I'm saying? Because those only see certain shades, and they can be easily fooled. But once you open that third eye, you know what I'm saying, to understand it, then you get a broader picture of what's really going on, and you'll focus more, which is why I'm sitting here focused on strictly, you know, this whole month, instead of doing My Health, Your Health Monday, Tuesday type of chit-chat, Wednesday, Wednesday, Too Much Room Thursday, or featured in the Artist Friday, which kicks off officially February 25th. And, you know, Lord willing, we'd be fully operational on Trilateral Radio well before then, you know, in order to, you know, have a real, true station jump off. That would be beautiful, you know what I'm saying? I start my third season off with our own radio network, you know what I'm saying, dedicated to independent artists, because that's what Trilateral Radio is all about, the Trilateral Radio Commission, you know what I'm saying, network. We're all about, you know, bringing independent artists from all aspects of the world, you know, together in one place and then shooting you out you know, right back out to all other facets of the world. You know what I'm saying? That's our goal here. And that's what we've been doing for 2 and going on 3 years now. And it's been a beautiful thing. Been a beautiful thing, you know what I'm saying? And I've enjoyed every single moment on this network, you know. Well, not even going to say every single moment, but, yeah, of course, yeah, you know, with the fucking quality and shit, sometimes it get a little unbearable. And, you know, when we start talking about real important things, you know what I'm saying, it's just a mystery that people have problems getting into the chat room, finding the show, just, you know, calling directly to this number, 347-237-5125, and listening live, you know what I'm saying, listening live or via your iPhone, BlackBerry, or some kind of internet app, you know what I'm saying, that's available out there. And there's a million ways since 2011 to pick up the show. So it really is no way that anybody can say, oh, I can't get the show. There ain't no way you can get the damn show on a Sky Pager, you know. You know, I'll send you a page when the show is going live. There you go, you know what I'm saying? So you can call that number back and listen to the show live, you know. So it's just too many ways. And like, thank the Lord, you know what I'm saying, if allow me to be a part of this era. You know, I wouldn't want to be a slave, you know. I thank the Lord for that. You know, I'm a slave to the industry. And that's what I fight for each and every day. So the conversation is going to be turned a little bit because I'm right with my mother and at a local doctor's appointment. And I had to go.
I don't have a copy of my paperwork. I went online, blah, blah, blah. She said, okay, thank you. Have a seat. Here's your paperwork.
Fill it out anyway. That was just in case, you know, you didn't have to do this, but since you chose otherwise, hook you up.
God said, thanks for me. I don't know how. I said, well, I can't understand. Okay, you give them your insurance card. They put it in the door. She copies the front and back while you're standing there. So while you're waiting on them to do the lab work, you know, just to do the paperwork, make sure everything's fine. And, the name on the thing wasn't him. I couldn't pass it. He was figuring that out. And he don't, you know how to. Ain't spelled right. That ain't right. I told him my handwriting saying this is what it should be. Yeah. And after he done did that a couple of times, then he's talking about.
Okay, he's not. Huh? I was trying to come this way. I can. No, I got to go back this way.
So, I'm ready to go back and tell her the card ain't right. I said, since you got to go back and tell her it ain't right, they could give you the wrong cat. I just can't figure that out because they need to cover the card while you're standing there. They're going to give him somebody else's card.
How they gave the lady the abortion
okay,
kit.
Okay, come on. That's what I was thinking. I darn sure wasn't going to mention that to him.
Hell yeah.
I went up there about 3-4 times. I wasn't going to scare him. I showed enough for thinking about it.
It is possible. It happens every day.
Nah, you got to go by cussing. I ain't going to tell you what.
How far, Sheldon? How far are we down?
Four. Somebody
should have another town. He's pulling back to Waters. That's what I'm saying. So we passed Waters, though. No, Citrus Park take you down to the Del Mabry.
I knew I was in another cutting county or something.
Yeah, this take you to
I think it's that county line.
Newport Richey. This way. Yeah, if you take this straight out and they'll take you to Newport Richey.
Maybe that's where I would.
Yeah.
Because my thoughts is you're gonna run into Fletcher Bear or something. Yeah, right.
See this mother thing. See what he doing? Now why y'all can't get out there and go and stand in front of somebody's business and hold their sign up? I mean, if you're apparently like holding up a sign, you know, sign holder, you just want to get ran over, white man. All right. Hell, yeah, what can be? I'm going to get in. This is all Citrus Park. Citrus Park Town Mall.
When I hear people talking about going to, I feel like they're going out of town. I'm like, I ain't never going to Citrus Park Mall. Y'all crazy? You know how far that is? Evidently, how far it is, and you live closer to it than all of us.
Yeah, they got
all of us.
They got a little the little Ferris wheel crap in it where the kids can like a little play area for the kids, and that's the only thing that make it nice. A little area for the kids. Everything else is a bunch of shopping malls and crap. And Sears. Still holding on. Got to keep our businesses. Yeah. American Legacy. Macy's, and then you get all this foreign crap that done came in.
Stuff downtown. Bird Eyes.
Yeah, what happened to Bird Eyes? Yeah, I forgot about Bird Eyes. Woolworth. Yeah, Woolworth back. Well, Woolworth's still up in. You got to go to a couple of these southern little places, and they still got Woolworths. You like Rite Aids, and we still got a couple of Rite Aids that are hanging in there. I know Georgia got a lot of Rite Aids. Yep, we got CVS and Walgreens.
There you go.
Taking over.
Walmart. I don't even care about Target. Walmart taking over.
Yeah.
It's cheap.
I don't even know what, you know, what kind of, I forgot, I don't even know what Target ever been good for. Cause I don't remember it. It's more, I don't know, cause they got clothes in there, but it sure enough ain't for men, I know that. You know, and I went in there talking about finding an outfit like Kmart. You know what I'm saying? You can go to Kmart and find your outfit and some shirt and pants and a pair of shoes at a reasonable little price. You ain't gonna find that at Target. I ain't never found it at Target. They got, you know, off-brand shoes at name brand prices. She a bargain shopper though. She seemed to find
something. Yeah, Robert he gets CDs and DVDs. They always have them.
Oh yeah, she moving.
I just found that the thing. Wait a minute.
When what year was it? You remember when the Honky Tonk was built? I'm just asking. I don't know how long it's been now.
We've been there
30 years. Yeah, I'm just Josephine to figure that out. So they know. You know, she probably bought the first drink.
And it was so funny. I mean, we had everything for God, every house at that time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that they believed in fatherhood and parents staying together and all that good stuff back in the day, but now...
It wasn't enough for him to give up that bread ticket. So, and then I got a maid that was, on the spot. That was when the uncle came back from the military. He gave me a bag free. I didn't even know what the hell it was. And I went to my friends, and I got popular all of a sudden. And they never did do anything to me for the first maybe couple of months or so, you know what I mean? The fight, I went with somebody else's house, and his pot, let me tell you. Whoa! He gonna send us to the store to get something to eat, so he can have the quality time. And it looked like the stairs were a mile down. That's the first time I got hot. That was beyond hot. That was delusional. Probably something. They never did that to me. But it kind of kicked up my, you know, after I did, I was like, damn, bad. I got that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody did it. It wasn't no big deal.
Hey, like you. Yeah, cufflinks and all that crap back in the day, checking your bag. All that's how they brought all of that explosives and all that other kind of crap back. Nobody wants
over here, and then you got some sleeper, and now they can use it. So anyway, and Huckatar was the stone, a Tampa, probably a Florida, not sure. Only certain guys could sell there. They sold top quality, good size. They were the consumer. So I'll never forget what time it is. Some guy came out there trying to. I don't know if he tried to. I don't know if he was, what the situation was. I only know like a beehive surrounded him. And they were physically carrying him down the street. Away from the hunky tonk and dumped him more like Alter Road, not in the middle of the road, Osborne 34. I don't know what that is. I never hear him like something has to pick up. You know, Donald sitting on the porch and sitting down in the car and smoking and watching it and got in the car and followed. You know what I mean? And we called the cop. You know what I mean? That white man out there in the street.
Oh, it's a black man. We said a white man, so they would come. There's a white woman in the state. Blade. Send help. Send help. Well, sir.
It was a black guy.
We said it was white. What happened? Oh, that's why they implemented the False Call Act. We said it's Michael Jackson, you know. We would have said Mike, but you have came, you know. Michael Jackson's in the state.
Ooh, Lord.
We got to go because we don't know if he's black or white.
Ooh, Lord.
Oh.
Perfect. And I never got this way. I was hit and missed. Never came to this road. Thank you, son. You had to come to the show to stop the madness.
All right. It's all
good. Tell it happened. So anyway. So, they just, you know, they're kind of good. Yeah, so, Bob, all the old people there, they didn't have any young people hanging out in that
new
place. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It was a bar.
It was a bar. And the dirty had to be 40 and over to go up in there.
Yeah, because when we, you know, even for us to come there, we weren't even coming in there to buy candy, even though they had the candy stuff set up there for you to buy, you know what I'm saying, like for the kids.
So, I was buying pop, but y'all always felt like you were watching for me, you know what I mean? So, and I had a job, I had Julia, and never have to get out of the car. You ain't never had to think about, I got to test it, check it, look at it, bullshit, because it was always good. That wasn't better not have sold to my sitting there and looking through your ass and throw you out and take your money. They were bad. So I just drive, we get my roof, and then go back to the house. And I don't know where I was.
Wherever it's going to be.
I don't know if I smoked in the bag. You nerd and smoke in the backyard on the property. You know what I mean? Probably just got some common down the street. I don't know. Godmama is in Detroit. And all of us had three kids. And we was have rolling parties. They spoken every 7 days. All of us worked, though. So we'll get together and de-weed it, take all the seeds out of it, save the seeds out. We gonna grow some. Ain't never understood that part. And then when we're desperate, you go through and shake the seeds. You will get a joy out of it. And all one grew a plant was mom. She
accidentally, yeah.
David put it there. Or it was a trunk, David. It was a tree. And then you go, I mean, Kevin, well, drill.
Make sure we take these dead leaves off. Yeah, no. Just, prune this up. Look. I thought it was a bonsai tree. Yeah, no.
That thing was fun. Boy, we went a whole summer. That tournament, and you can't say to like a, you know, mom.
And they get noticed.
Yeah, man, we knew not to piss her off about it. Boy, I got desperate when it comes to real drugs. That thing up, hung it upside down. I broke mom's heart. Talk about it, but you know, it's a coldness that made the song. Yeah. I barely got the love up left. That's a problem. You can't let you make the smoke there on top of the time.
That was
good.
Oh, my old friend, Fred McCullough, from back in the day, he was on the block yesterday. Like a little, yeah, you know him, because he said JC. You know what I'm saying? He talked, that was Julius, when Julius homeboy back in the day. So we sitting out there talking, and he was like, yeah, man, because he the one bought Julius music back in the day when he got that Candy Apple Red Regal. And that's when I think that's when we were staying, Cross Fletcher, and you know, right there off 142nd and 19th, and he pulled up to the house. Huh? Yeah, next to Jason and them. And Julius had came home, he had just got a brand new, looked like a dope boy car. And he said, it was a dope boy car. He said, that's why he ain't want the music and stuff in it, because he was like, that just wasn't him. He said, but he sold me all the music, got up, and then he kept the car. And he was like, yeah, I remember that doggone car back in the day. Yeah. Man, you know, me and brother, you know, we ran tight. You remember Pete? But he don't remember Johnny and Frank. So I don't know.
Johnny and Frank of what?
That was in South Spring. Yeah, that's where we moved to. He knew. Yeah, so. Dang, Fred, I ain't know I've been knowing you that long. I've known Fred many years. He said JC. Well, yeah. Most people say Julius, you know what I'm saying? They don't even call him by his nickname. You know him, then. Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, Lordy. Now I'm not even home. I did not eat all morning. Slap the taste out of it. And I'll never look at it, right? She's talking about, hello? Are you breathing? do what you can. Then do your job. Hurry up. Traumatic and then I had to use the bathroom. I wonder if I got to do a urine test. You know, she said, okay, you do when I start running out. Wait. I'm like, thank God. Because I purposely don't use the bathroom. So I'm sitting there like, if I could use the bathroom, with or without you needing it. You know what I mean? And I got sick out of it. I've been holding it. Because otherwise, I'll sit there. They won't let you go without the urine test. One time they had to sit up there and feed me water. So I got bloated. I don't do that no more. Nah,
there's
something holding up front.
Yeah, well, they say drink coffee down, right? That to me ain't no bathroom.
They drink coffee.
And, well, that's always when you used to have to take urinalysis tests in the military. You used to always say if you can't use the bathroom, drink a lot of coffee.
I never heard of that.
And I'm like, coffee?
Right, coffee, just because that's my wake-up ritual.
Yeah, I'm like, coffee.
And I don't even tell them I do because I think, you know what I mean? So I don't tell them I ain't mad. Coffee. Now, you see something black?
Now, a lot of people still ride around with McCain and Palin stickers on. Like, don't that make you look like a joke? You know, because she sure enough was a joke, and he was just the epitome of the joke. So it's like, you know, all right. It's a black marker, you know. I guess put black over it. Would be taboo.
And like the cashier blew. I think the client told me. You keep saying that all y'all cashiers, but the only sign that say cashier is over there. Mounted on the wall. I told the client, hey, what's your marker name?
Ducks.
And now I'm taking the road down. Been
holding it. I've been mounting for 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Run the dog on stop sign, then it goes slow.
I gotta handle you. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ.
Marvin Cease passed away yesterday. Cease, Mr. Candy Liquor. Yo, Candy Liquor girl, I want to be 8 days a week. Oh, put your condom on your tongue. You heard that one?
No.
Well, woman, where you been at? That's your age. Yeah, he passed away.
I wasn't a witch.
That was right before Valentine's Day, like, yeah, like, right before Valentine's Day, like, that wasn't a Valentine's Day song, you know. But, you know, it is all the good old African history. African History Month. $50 for $5 and you can send it online for free. Right.
I'm like, why? Big people? Right there.
Yeah, I mean, like you can go online and send free money. I sent under the Tyler back in the days when I went on my little account and I got a I got a PayPal account. Now I can send money to anywhere, you know what I'm saying, for free. They don't charge you. As long as their money is there in my account, you know what I'm saying? I can wire it. Yeah, I can wire it to anybody. Yeah, I ain't even think about that.
I got the phone, I get the $8. I mean, I get great, like $5 more because I got so much. That's minute, you know. Like, but I had a, you know, it's like a, beat the car with